Where salmon return to spawn, black and brown bears often follow, feeding on the schools of fish to store up for the winter. And where bears are feeding, people go to watch. Over 3,000 people visit remote Annan Creek every year to see bears and other wildlife. But the trip might be a bit more expensive in the coming years, with a fee increase from $10 to $50 for permits to the site. Tori Hauser is a recreation planner with the Forest Service in Wrangell. She says that throughout the country, the Forest Service is looking at the economics of bear viewing areas and comparing the fees and permits to other similar sites.
It's the only one that has come up nationally where we've had a really large investment into the physical aspects of Annan. So we have recently rebuilt the entire deck. We've done a prospectus to update our distribution of permits with our commercial operators. And we are investing another nearly $1 million into the lower deck. So because of all of this investment, I think that's why this is the one location where we're looking at a fee increase.
By one location, Hauser means the one location in the Wrangell Ranger District where there's a proposed fee increase. There are a dozen other proposed increases throughout Tongass National Forest for cabins and other recreation sites. Access to Annan is limited by the permits. Hauser says the majority of people who visit Annan come with commercial operators, so the cost of the permit is wrapped up in their tour cost. So, Hauser says the local visitors are the ones that might be most impacted by a fee increase at Annan.
From what we've seen so far, there hasn't been a lot of opposition to the fee increase in general, but there is a sense that people would like to have maybe a free days or some days where people could go and not have to pay that full $50. And I think the concern that has been raised is that a local person trying to bring their family, who's been going to Annan every year for the last, 25 years, it used to cost $40 to bring your family of four, and now it's going to cost $200, and that might make it not manageable for that group of people.
If the proposed increase from $10 to $50 goes through, Hauser says it won't happen all at once.
We're looking at doing it incrementally over a four-year period, so going from $10 to $20 to $30 to $40, and then finally arriving to $50.
Hauser says the Forest Service wants feedback about the proposed increase. She encourages anyone with concerns, whether that's about how it's carried out, the amount, or the effect, to submit comment to the Forest Service. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.